You and the plaintiff were in a relationship. You moved into her home.
She only moved me there to have this work done.
Was it strictly business?
Where did you sleep?
I slept in the bed with her.
Or only pleasure?
You were trying out the relationship.
I was there to do work.
Let's not play with me. What kind of work were you doing in her bedroom?
Judge Judy.
There might be a modicum of proof if you hadn't been sleeping in her bedroom.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Karen Scabrini is suing her ex-boyfriend, Nelson McCulloch, for the return of a vehicle she used as payment for home improvement work. Karen claims Nelson never completed the job.
Order. All rise. This is case 385 on the calendar in the matter of Scabrini versus McCulloch.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. McCulloch, you've read, I assume, the complaint that Ms. Scabrini filed.
Yes, Your Honor.
And what I gather from the complaint is as follows, that you and the plaintiff were in a relationship. You moved into her home. That was when, Mr. McCulloch?
This was in May.
Of 2010?
Yes, ma'am.
And while you were in the home, you agreed with the plaintiff that you would do some renovations on her bathroom.
That is correct.
And that was in exchange for any other participation in the financial running of the house?
No, ma'am. It was just out of being a friendship and having the skill to do the work.
Were you paying rent?
No, ma'am.
Were you contributing to a mortgage?
No, ma'am.
Were you paying light?
No, ma'am.
Cable? Anything?
I have my own apartment in Birmingham, Alabama, and so I was not in need of those things. She picked me up in Birmingham and tugged me to Arkansas to do this work for her.
When you were at her house, where did you sleep?
I slept in the bed with her.
That's what I said, sir. Now, what kind of apartment did you have?
Oh, I have a nice apartment in Birmingham, Alabama.
How long have you been living there?
I've been living there since 2004.
Who do you live there with?
Myself.
What's the rent there?
My rent there is $167 a month.
And who do you pay that rent to?
To the Housing Authority of the Birmingham District.
So it's subsidized housing?
That's correct.
So you have this subsidized apartment, and you were trying out the relationship with the plaintiff.
I was there to do work for the plaintiff.
Let's not play with me, sir. What kind of work were you doing in her bedroom?
Miss Scabrini invited me to her house to do the plumbing work and do repairs on her house because she knew I had the skill to do this work.
Mr. McCulloch, you know, I hate to make snap judgments about people in relationships, but I can say this to you almost without reservation. I am not going to end this case liking you any better than I do now, because you think you're a wise guy. And you're not.
Well,
You've been living in 2004, sir, in subsidized housing. Why do you live in subsidized housing if you have a skill?
Oh, I work for New Life Harvest Ministries in that housing project, and I've worked there since the time that I was laid off from Millwrights Union.
Which was in what year?
In 2005.
And what kind of work do you do for them at the housing complex?
I was the administrative assistant.
And how much did you get paid as an administrative assistant?
Oh, I get paid a stipend plus all my meals, and plus by doing this philanthropic work, I get to serve my community and have inexpensive housing.
And on what date did you leave the plaintiff's house? You moved in May 2010. When did you leave?
I left on July the 19th. 2010.
And what kind of philanthropic work were you doing from May until July?
I completely demolished the existing bathroom.
I'm talking about philanthropically. You're not hearing me. Is there something wrong with your ears?
I'm saying I went to Arkansas to do this work on her bathroom.
I asked you what kind of philanthropic work you were doing for your subsidized housing for those 2 months.
Oh, I was working for the community center of Mark's Village.
How were you doing that when you were living in her house and working on the bathroom?
I took time away from that work. I'm not the only worker at the community center.
So you weren't working?
I was not working there. I was working for Ms. Scabrini then.
Pay careful attention to me.
Yes, ma'am.
So you weren't working there?
Not at that moment. But I was not released from there. Since it's philanthropic work, I can leave that work and go and do work for Ms. Cabrini. And I did.
Listen, McCullough, I'm absolutely right. You're a hustler. And I'm not going to like you any better when this case is over than I like you at this present moment. So you were getting $167 a month subsidized housing plus a stipend, and you weren't doing anything for it for 2 months.
Well, actually, I was working for Ms. Garbini, and during that time, I was not being paid money. I was just doing this work to help her, which was no different than the work that I was doing for my community.
I wish I could say it, but, you know, it's a PG-rated program. What you were doing for Ms. McCullough was the same you were doing for your community, sir. I actually believe that. Now, let's get to what the case is about. The case is about the fact that after a period of time, there was some dissension between you and the plaintiff. Plaintiff says that you wanted some money from her. She didn't have money to give you, so she gave you an old car in exchange for your agreeing to stay and finish the work in the bathroom. You took the car and you left. She had to get somebody else to finish the bathroom. She wants the car back. You say that she was merely giving you a big old thank you for all the charitable work you had done for her, and she gave you the car. That's your defense.
Ms. Shineland, I did this list of work, and I did the bulk of the work for the renovation of the bathroom, and some men came in to look at the work saying that they could complete the work in 2 days for $200. And at that point, she dismissed me from the work, demanded that I leave, and signed this bill of sale to the car. And I offered to complete the work and said, these men will not complete this work for $200. And she still insisted that I leave.
McCullough.
She gave me the bill of sale to the car.
Listen to me, sir.
Yes.
There might be a modicum of proof to what you tell me if you hadn't been sleeping in her bedroom. Can I see the title to the car, please?
Absolutely.
Title.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How'd you meet him?
He was playing flute behind me at the Sheraton when I was doing...
She was robbing internet from the lobby of the Sheraton.
And this is the person you decided to move from one state to another to live with.
And later today...
Can I please say something to this?
No, I'm not interested in your opinion. Her daughter?
Yeah, I'm a witness.
Listen to me
throughout this relationship.
Listen to me very carefully. I don't care what you have to say about the relationship.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Karen Scabrini says ex-boyfriend Nelson McCulloch needs to return a car she used as payment for home improvement work he never completed.
Mr. McCulloch, on what date did you leave?
I left on July 19th, 2010.
I want to see on what date she signed the car over to you. Signed the car over to you June 19th.
Okay, excuse me. That's what I meant to say. That is the date. It's June 19th that I left, and that's what I thought the paper was reflecting. That's the date that I left. The day that she signed the car is when I left.
Baloney!
Well, the paperwork reflects
Baloney!
That. Are you contesting that that's not the actual date
that I left?
What
I'm telling you is, according to your state of Alabama title, the date of purchase was July.
Oh, certainly. The time that I applied for the title, the difference between the date there and the date on the bill
of sale.
Pardon?
Where's the car?
In Alabama.
Bird, she's never going to get this car back from this hustler. I don't know what he's doing, but I certainly think the state of Alabama should, if they're participating in this fraud of his for $167 for subsidized rent, they ought to do something about it. Take a look and see what he's actually doing. Could you give me a price, please, if we have one on a 1991 Toyota Camry? We are keeping the evidence, Mr. McCullough. You're going to have to apply, if you want to, for a new title to your car. I need it. You may have some trouble applying for it, but I'm sure you have plenty of time to do that. How'd you meet him?
He was playing flute behind me at the Sheraton when I was doing Red Cross work.
Playing the flute?
Yes, he started playing the flute behind me. I was using the computer at a Sheraton hotel when I was doing Katrina work, Red Cross.
What was he doing playing the flute?
I was living at the Sheraton at that time, and I didn't have subsidized housing, and I was paying my rent at the Sheraton, and she was robbing internet from the lobby of the Sheraton. And this is the truth, the whole truth.
And this is the person you decided to move from one state to another to live with?
She only moved me there to have this work done. The only reason that she took me to Arkansas
was When was the last time you filed taxes, Mr. McCullough?
Oh, it's been since some time.
Give me a year. Give me a decade. How's that? Give me a decade.
Oh, 2005.
5 years ago.
That's correct. I've been working for, you know, a ministry, New Life Harvest Ministry, since then, not for monies, but for the service to my community. That 8 hours of community service pays my rent.
Would you tell him to be quiet?
And subsidy.
Please, I can't talk to him anymore.
Four cylinder V6?
Yes. Four door.
$1,275.
Just for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,275. Thank you very much.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She has an incomplete bathroom and is disgruntled.
Learn to do it all myself and not depend on men at all.
This characterization of me is completely improper.
I wish my cats did carpentry because I depend on them. They're great.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of McCraw versus Armstrong. Step forward.
Michael McCraw is suing his ex-girlfriend, Cheryl Armstrong, for the return of furniture and appliances and for throwing his cell phone into the pool.
Mr. McCraw, you and the defendant lived together for a brief period of time. Sometime during that period of time, your father passed away and you inherited some of his property. You'll tell me what that property is, washer, dryer, TV set, whatever you have, list of property. And you brought that property over to the defendant's home and used it.
Yes.
You broke up and you want your property back.
Correct.
She has a counterclaim for some money that she alleges that you owe her for a trip that you took Thanksgiving. You had an argument shortly after Thanksgiving and that's when the two of you separated. When did your father pass away?
June 18th.
And what property of your father's did you bring over to the defendant's house?
Kenmore side-by-side refrigerator, microwave, Cherry computer desk, Mitsubishi rear projection TV, a Kenmore washer and dryer, and assorted other things.
I don't do assorted other things.
Okay.
Are those the major items that
you
brought over, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you brought them over to Ms. Armstrong's home, what was the conversation that you had?
Conversation was that we would use them together in her home.
Did she have a refrigerator?
Yes, ma'am.
What did she do with her refrigerator?
Her refrigerator's still at her house. It's also still being used also.
Did she have a TV?
Yes, ma'am.
Does she still have the TV?
Yes, ma'am.
What about a washer and dryer?
She has a washer and dryer.
Well, I know she has your washer and dryer, sir. Did she have her own washer and dryer?
Yes, she did.
And what happened to her washer and
dryer? Hers were the older, so she gave them to her daughter.
Is that you?
Yes.
Did she give you her old washer dryer?
Yes, ma'am.
Is all of that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you explain to me, Ms. Armstrong, why he doesn't get his property back.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I didn't necessarily live in her home, though. I was there on the weekends, and that was it.
Hey, if you didn't live in her home, then what was your furniture doing there?
True.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michael McCraw says girlfriend Cheryl Armstrong owes for the return of furniture and appliances and for destroying his cell phone. Cheryl is countersuing for the cost of a vacation.
Now, you explain to me, Ms. Armstrong, why he doesn't get his property back.
Well, he did not pay any rent.
I don't care.
Or any of that.
That's your problem.
But
you let him stay there without paying rent, that's your problem.
But our agreement was that he would do work around the house, such as the yard, and he would buy.
I don't care.
Okay.
Ms. Armstrong, that's nonsense. He gets his furniture back, period. It's not your furniture. It came from his father. He's going to get a truck. I'm going to make an order, and he's going to come and get his furniture back. And his washer, put your hand down, and his washer and dryer, and his TV, and his refrigerator, those are his things.
If but he you gave moved in. To him.
No, he didn't. No. He moved in and he was living with you in the house and using that property. I would feel no differently if you moved into his house and your mother died and you moved your mother's things into the house and then he said, they belong to me. Just do me a favor, cover that belt, would you please? It's shining right in my eye. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
I would feel exactly the same way. He brought the stuff there probably in July or August. You had it
and
in your house 2 or 3 months.
And I paid to have it all moved over.
What?
I'm the one that paid to have it moved over.
How much did you pay to have it moved over?
$100.
Okay. So
actually,
he's gonna...
Your Honor, it's $92.
$92.
Right. Well. But I reimbursed her in cash.
Did you
no,
pay
you
her?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Just a second. He's going to give you $92, Miss Armstrong. Okay. He didn't give you the things. He used them with you while you were living together in anticipation that the two of you would be together. You're no longer a couple. He gets his property back. You have a counterclaim for $700 for a vacation that you took.
Correct.
And you took a vacation with him before. You put it on your credit card. He did, in fact, pay you back.
Correct.
And this trip around Thanksgiving, you also put on your credit card. And what were the charges on the credit card?
It was for the hotels and the gasoline.
And how much was that for the hotels and gas?
And then there was some money that he borrowed, too. He borrowed $175. So that all came
just
to
a second.
$800.
Just a second. Or when did he borrow $175?
When we were at Hard Rock Cafe, or casino, rather.
When was that?
On November 23rd. He borrowed $100, and on November 26th, he borrowed another $100.
Well, that's $200. That's
right, and then he left $25 the day he moved out, so I took it, and I reduced the amount he owes me by
okay.
that amount.
And how much were the hotels and the gas?
Well, the Hard Rock Hotel was almost $300. The La
Quinta... Give me the figure.
$297.76, Your Honor.
$297.
Right, and of the $297...
It was $296.76. La Quinta was $135.40. Circle K gas is $46.50. Love's Country, which is gasoline, was $48.01.
Now, who paid for meals?
I did, Your
he
Honor.
He did. That was our agreement.
We never made an agreement,
just
Your
a
Honor.
We made a verbal agreement.
Just a second. What I want to know is, somebody paid for food. I want to know if that was you.
No, ma'am.
So he paid for your meals when you were away?
Right, that was our agreement.
Do you mean you weren't sharing the expenses?
No, because we didn't share expenses at home either. I paid for everything that had anything to do with the house, the mortgage, the utilities, the cable.
It's your house?
No, right.
And he maintained another residence where?
He didn't really maintain. He was in Alachua. He lives in a motor home that's on the used car lot where he sells cars.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning is provided by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay, Mr. McGraw, let me hear about the hotels and the cash.
The hotels, first of all, we booked the Hard Rock because we had to take her dog with us.
I don't care.
Okay, all right. Well, that increased the cost.
I don't care.
But, no, we stayed at both of these hotels.
Okay, and was it your agreement with Miss Armstrong
that you would take care of those bills? I paid for every trip, and I paid for the last trip completely, and it was not our agreement that I would pay for everything.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
Just don't speak.
Okay.
Did you always pay for the trips, Mr. McCall?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if you always paid for the trips, then this was your tacit agreement that... You lived in her home, she took care of the bills, and when you went on vacation, you took care of the vacation.
I didn't necessarily live in her home, though. I was there on the weekends, and that was it.
Okay. Hey, if you didn't live in her home, then what was your furniture doing there?
True.
The only thing I have to ask you, Mr. McCroy, is about the $175 in cash.
Right.
Did she, in fact, give you $175 in cash to gamble with? Okay.
Yes, she did. But I've also, in the same aspect, given her and her family cash, too.
I don't care.
Okay.
So you owe her $691, and you're going to pick up your furniture within five days,
what
and I will prepare an order.
What about the cell phone that she destroyed?
I don't care about the cell phone.
Can I please say something to this case?
About what?
About the case in general.
No, I'm not interested in your opinion. Her daughter?
Yeah, I'm a witness to the things that I
listen to
throughout
me very
this relationship.
Listen to me very carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't care what you have to say about the relationship. Your mother has a counterclaim. I'm awarding her the money that she's asking for on the counterclaim. And Mr. McCraw is getting his father's furniture back. Period. End of discussion. Thank you very much. That's all.
Why is our excuse, Ms. Stephan?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
All I was after was to get my property back, all of it, and she's going to give the order so I can get it all back.
There was a lot more to it. He's very abusive.
Our relationship's been rocky over the past 2 years.
I've learned a lesson now, though. I mean, I'm glad it's all over and he's gone and I'm done with him.
Probably the end of it.
She deserves much better than to be abused by a man physically, mentally, and emotionally, and he did all three.
He loves me, he hates me, and, you know, I'm just glad it's over.
Way too much fighting between us. It shouldn't be happening.
I'm very happy that she can move on now.
I have no animosity towards Cheryl and want to make sure that, you know, she knows that, you know, I'll always love her.